Merry Christmas. We are so glad to welcome you to our service here at Florence United Methodist Church. My name is Barbara Miner. I'm one of the pastors here, and I want to welcome you on behalf of our entire congregation. We are so glad that you are celebrating with us this Christmas Eve. This is a special service. We're very excited about this service. We call it a family service, but really it's for anybody that wants to come and celebrate the birth of Christ and have a lot of fun doing it. You might be new. This might be your first time, and if that is, you have a special welcome. But for all of us that are here, I would ask you to take a moment and let us know that you're here. You can do that by texting Floris Here to the number 31996, or you can go to the buttons below the screen and you can push those, and people will help you figure that out. But we would love to know you're here so that we can especially welcome you. Today, as we go through our service, we are doing something called an adventure with the alphabet. Now, some of you might be thinking, but that's for little tiny kids. But that's not true. This is an adventure. Wait until you see what has been done with the alphabet. You're going to find this really interesting. Now, to all of you at home that are following along with us, you can go online. There is a button that says, print out this worksheet. And you can run, do that. You have just a minute to do that. You might have already done that, but as you walk through the service today, there are going to be times when you can check boxes off and do some activities while we're walking through this together. So I encourage you to do that. Get some parents to help you and make that all happen. I hope you're ready. We're celebrating the birth of Christ because it's Christmas, and we are so pleased to be doing that together. Now, I wonder, would you bow your heads and let's pray a prayer as we begin this service. Holy God, Lord Christ, gracious Spirit, we are here celebrating the birth of Jesus. Feels like it's been a long time coming and finally it's here and we are so glad, God. We pray now that you would be with all of us, whether we're in one house or another house or in one state or another state, just wherever we are, all around the world, remind us that we are together because we are with you as well. Help us worship you. Help us celebrate the light of Christ in the world, this baby in the manger. And we pray all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, let's start with the letter A.
Our story starts with the letter A, which stands for angel. The angel said to Mary, "Good morning. You're beautiful with God's beauty, beautiful inside and out. God be with you, Mary, and know that you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son whom you will name Jesus." The letter B is for Bethlehem, where our story takes place. People traveled far and wide to get there. Bethlehem was not a very big village. In fact, it's rather small. But this is the city where God decided his son would be born. Why was everybody going to Bethlehem? Well, the letter C is for census, which means an official counting of all the people. So the centurion came and told everybody that the government wanted to know how many people there were, how many were in your family, mom, dad, kids, aunts, uncles. Where were you all living? Well, the centurion told them they all had to go back to their hometowns, and there they would be counted. Now, D is for donkey, because people in Bible times didn't have cars, trains, or airplanes. If they were lucky, they got to ride animals to get where they needed to go. Did you know that Bethlehem was 90 to 100 miles from Nazareth, where Mary and Joseph were living at the time? It was a long journey full of hills, rough paths, and nothing for miles around. Oh, thank goodness for the donkey. E is for exhausted. And that's how everyone must have felt when they arrived in Bethlehem. It would take about 36 hours of walking, even with a donkey, to go 100 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem. That's 3 days, 12 hours a day of doing nothing but walking, walking, walking. Can you imagine walking for 3 straight days without a rest? And when you did rest, it was under a tree or on the side of the road. Wow. Let's listen now to the song, "O Little Town of Bethlehem."
Thank you.
the letters F and G. Did you know that frankincense comes from the gummy sap of a tree that grew in the Middle East where Mary and Joseph lived? That sap, or frankincense, was burned as a pleasant smell and was often used in sacred temples where priests prayed in holy ceremonies. So to give the baby Jesus frankincense was a very special gift indeed. G is also for gold, and most of us know that gold is very expensive and special. It's a gift fit for a king, which Jesus certainly was and is. The letter H is for hope. Now we're lighting the Advent candle of hope. Hope is knowing that good news is coming even when things don't look so good. Hope's believing in something we can't see, but knowing it will still happen. And Jesus is the source of all our hope. The letter I is for inn, where Mary and Joseph tried to stay when they went to Bethlehem. An inn's a place like a motel or hotel. And there were so many people in town for the census that there were no guest rooms. And the innkeeper said, "Listen, the only place we have in this whole town is a stable out back. You're welcome to it, But I'll warn you, the animals are smelly.
J is for joy. Now we light the Advent candle of joy. Joy is a special inner feeling or happiness that comes from God, and sharing that joy with others is one of the greatest gifts that we can give someone else. Celebrating the birth of Jesus at Christmas gives us all joy that we can share.
Joy to
K is for king. And though Jesus would be king, he was not the kind of king that people were expecting. Most kings are born in palaces, surrounded by servants, but Jesus was born in a stable with smelly animals. Most kings rule with power and fear, but Jesus would rule with mercy and love. The letter L is for love. Now we light the Advent candle of love. Jesus told us two things. He said, love God and love your neighbor as yourself. We love God because he loved us. And God is all that is good and right in the world. God is love. M is for manger. A manger is usually a raised box that holds food. People who owned animals would put hay or other types of animal food in it. And because Mary and Joseph were in the stable, they didn't want to put him on the dirty ground, so they had no choice but to put him in a manger instead. N is for news. Can you imagine if you were a shepherd or a townsperson, an innkeeper, a store owner, or anyone else, and you heard that a savior that you had been waiting for had been born? Oh, what incredible news! Back then and even now, we want to share great news with people we meet. And Jesus being born is amazing news.
O is for offering. Boys and girls, I'm holding an offering basket, and if we were here together, we would pass this person to person to person, and people might put their offering in it. They might put a check, they might put cash. Most people today give on their phone, and that's how they give. But the offering is really important because it's a gift. Your offering is a gift to God. Now, if your parents aren't with you right now, tell them to come on in the room so we can talk about this as a family, okay? But I want to tell you this. We know that at Christmas, the greatest gift that God has ever given us is the baby Jesus. See, there's the little baby Jesus. Be very quiet. We have to play back. There we go. Support the head. There we go. And this is his mother Mary, and this is his father Joseph, and there's the baby Jesus. And you remember on Christmas, if you read in the Gospel of Matthew, there were wise men, there were magi, they call them, and they came from the east, and they brought gifts to honor the baby Jesus. And do you know why they brought him gifts? Because Christmas is Jesus' birthday. And so they brought him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And you may have never heard of those three things, but those are all very expensive, really nice gifts that were brought to Jesus. Because when they came, they said, "Where is this child who's the newborn king?" And they brought their gifts and they laid them there. Now, boys and girls, remember I said O is for offering. Why do we bring gifts on Christmas to Jesus? Well, the answer is it's his birthday. But I bet under your tree on Christmas Day, there are going to be presents. And here's the weird thing. It's not your birthday, probably. It's not my birthday. There are a few people that are born on December 25th, but not many. And so while we are opening many gifts that are given to one another, at church, we've got a chance to give a gift to the baby Jesus. So here at Floris, we make our proudest first gift of Christmas the one we give in honor of baby Jesus. Now, what would we give Jesus? Because as you know, Jesus didn't remain a baby. He grew up. He was a man. He was crucified. He died. He was resurrected. So what do we give to Jesus? Well, we give to Jesus the things that Jesus told us he would enjoy and that please him. And you remember Jesus said, when you see someone who doesn't have enough clothing, give them some clothes. If you see someone who doesn't have a place to live, help them find a place to live. If you see somebody who's lonely, visit them. And he said many things. And so on Christmas Eve, every year, your church gives away the entire Christmas Eve offering. None of it stays in the church. None of it stays with people we know. It all goes out into the community. And it goes out this year to four different places. It goes right here in our local community to a place called the Loudoun Abused Women's Shelter. And that's a place where women and children sometimes have to stay when really difficult things are happening in their life. It goes to a place called Cornerstones because some people during this pandemic have lost their jobs. And when they lose their jobs, they lose their income. They don't have enough money and they can't afford to pay their rent or their mortgage and they're in danger of losing their house. So to honor Jesus on his birthday, we give money to Cornerstones and then they help those people stay in their homes. Some of it goes all the way to Africa, to Sierra Leone, Africa, where it educates kids just like you. Or it gets put into a hospital because Jesus said to bless the sick. And so it helps women that are having children that are having difficulty. Or it helps children that are sick. It does a lot of things at the hospital. And then some of the money we'll use throughout the coming year right here at Floris to help people that are in need. So it goes to those four spaces. So today, I want you to think about the offering that you want to give to honor the baby Jesus on his birthday. What's the offering that you would bring? And you might talk to your family about what you all want to do with a Christmas Eve offering, and they can help you give. You know, I had a student who's probably about 12 years old. And just recently, I got a check in the mail, and it was made out to Floris United Methodist Church, and there was a letter from his grandmother. And his grandmother said, when I asked him what he wanted for Christmas, he said, "I want to help somebody who doesn't have a home." We call that a person who is homeless. And this young man told his grandmother, "Give my Christmas gift to the church. They'll put it in the offering, and they'll help somebody who doesn't have a home." And so, boys and girls, it doesn't matter what age you are. We can always give something to God. And Christmas is not our birthday. It's Jesus' birthday. So what is it that you want to give today? What does your family want to give? That's a conversation you might have on this Christmas Eve. O is for offering.
The season of Advent invites us to rediscover the joy of the coming gift of our Savior Jesus Christ. The birth of Jesus reminds us that this season is not just about the gifts that we receive, but the gifts that we give. Throughout 2020, Florists in Restoration have supported our neighbors and communities across the globe through our partner organizations and their efforts to help families affected by COVID-19. This year's recipients of the Christmas Eve offering are Cornerstones, Helping Children Worldwide, Loudoun Abused Women's Shelter, and the Community and World Impact Fund. We worked with Cornerstones this year to direct families in need of rental assistance to their CARES Act relief programs in order to prevent evictions. We partnered with Helping Children Worldwide to give 100 families much-needed food and resources after markets closed because of COVID-19. And we joined Loudoun Abused Women's Shelter to help vulnerable families find resources for safe housing and other services to stay safe during these tumultuous times. All donated funds will be sent to our ministry partners to help further the work that God is doing to transform lives and build better futures for families, individuals, and communities across the globe. Our Christmas Eve offering is our church's gift to others so that they can rediscover joy, peace, hope, and love this season. Every cent of your generosity enables our church and partner organizations in our community and across the world to do this life-transforming work.
P is for peace. Now we light the Advent candle of peace. Did you know Jesus was known as the Prince of Peace? And when we feel His peace, we feel complete, whole, and happy, knowing that Jesus loves us, brings peace into our hearts and into our minds. Q is for quiet. We often begin prayer with a time of quiet, allowing God to speak to us. Quiet is a way of not thinking about school, family, friends, TV, or anything else except God. We can use prayer as a time of listening to God, who puts thoughts in our hearts and minds. It's also a time to talk to God about our fears, happiness, and struggles. R is for rejoice. The people rejoiced when they heard that Jesus had been born. This was a very, very happy day. To rejoice means to show extreme happiness or pleasure with something, and people were and still are very happy that Jesus has been born. S stands for star. One special star guided the Magi to come and see the baby. This same star guided the shepherds and others to see the newborn king. While we may have many stars in the sky put there by God, there was one very special star that was in the sky that night when Jesus was born. The Bible tells us, instructed by the king, the Magi set off, and the star appeared again. The same star that they had seen in the eastern skies. T is for tree. Christmas trees are called evergreens because they're evergreen. Many other trees in the fall and winter lose their leaves, but evergreens always stay green. And just like evergreens are always green, God's love for us is always there as well. God's love is everlasting, just like Christmas trees are evergreen. U is for unity. As believers, unity is the feeling of being connected by others by the love of God. We are different, but we all come together to make up the body of Christ. We, no matter our age, our skin color, where we live, or who we are united in God and His love for us. The letter V is for victory. To have victory means that we've won or completed something. Our victory in Jesus comes knowing that we are His and He is ours. We don't have to run a race or play a game to have victory with Jesus. We have victory in life knowing that Jesus loves us and that we will have everlasting life in heaven with Him. W is for wise men. The wise men were also known as magi, who were advisors to kings and astrologers who studied the stars. One day they saw a star in the sky that they had never seen before, and they realized that this star was telling them that Jesus, the true king, had been born, just as it had been predicted hundreds and hundreds of years earlier. The Magi knew that they had to go see the baby Jesus and present him with gifts to honor him. The letter X stands for Christ. The letter X in the Greek alphabet is pronounced Chi. The Chi, or X, is one of the oldest symbols of Christianity, and people have been using the letter X to stand for Christ for centuries. Now we light the last Advent candle, the Christ candle, and symbolizes the coming of Christ's light into the world. Y stands for you. You shepherds, you wise men, you adults, you children, hey you moms, hey you dads, sons and daughters, hey friends, you strangers, you all are here to worship and celebrate the birth of Jesus. Z is for zeal. Let the zeal for Christ burn brightly. As you see candles, stars, or Christmas lights, know that the light of God burns much brighter and much longer. Though candles and bulbs will burn out, the light of Christ will endure forever. And as we end our Christmas alphabet, take the zeal of God with you wherever you go. We hope you have a Merry Christmas.
At this time, I want to invite you to go get a candle. Find a candle and something to light it with. I'm just going to give you a few seconds because I bet there's one close by. Or make sure, if it's possible, it could be one for your family, or each one of you might have a candle. The candle might be lit. It might be electric. It really doesn't matter. You could, if you don't have a candle, just lower the lights where you're sitting and enjoy what you're about to see on the screen. Let us provide the light of the candle for you if you don't have one nearby. It's going to be okay. The reason it's important, though, is that for many of us, there is no Christmas Eve complete without the singing of Silent Night to candlelight. And so I want to invite you to either have that light and light it with me at this time, or, as I said, just dim the lights. Enjoy the light that's in front of you on the screen. This is the Advent wreath. We've been lighting each of these four candles each week. And now we're here at Christmas Eve, and this white candle is called the Christ candle. And so I'm taking the light of the Christ candle, and I'm lighting it and holding it. And I want to invite you, if you've got a candle nearby or an electric candle, bring light to your candle as well. Just take a look at the light that's before you. It's the light and the darkness. It's the light of Christ. And the light of Christ comes from the Christ candle into our candle, the same way that the light of Christ comes from His life into ours. And now, sing Silent Night along with the music. Make sure you sing it out loud and enjoy the light of Christ.
So
Merry Christmas. May God bless you and keep you. Go in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, now and forevermore. Amen.